wonderful way to begin another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's the Doug Steffen Boot Camp, starring Andrea Metcalf and the cast of thousands. Andrea is our physical fitness guru. She's the expert. She's the author of Naked Fitness.
And she was just telling me that she's got back spackle. Do you know what back spackle is, Doug?
Back spackle.
Back spackle.
Sounds like something you put.
She worked out this morning, spackle. And she's got back spackle. How would she? What would she be working out back to get spackle. Back spackle?
What would she be working out?
What exercise would she be doing to get back spackle?
Push-ups.
No. When you ride your bike in the rain, and the rain shoots up off of the rear tire and all over your back and the back of your shorts, it's called back spackle.
So you didn't have a shirt or a top on when you were out riding?
No, it's all over her shirt.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, nice. It was Naked Fitness in a whole new way.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So apparently, according to a recent survey, 20% of you, Richie, and me, and Roberta, i.e. the boomer generation, say their physical health is what they would like to change the most. What would you like to change the most about your physical appearance, Roberta?
Ooh, I would like to tighten up my tummy where it got all stretched out from babies.
All right. That was
really nice.
14, 15 years ago. What does she do now, Andrea? Is that something, by the way, that's part of the complaint? Most women do want to get rid of that, don't they?
Oh, definitely. And it's not just women. It's men, too. I mean,
so how did you have how many children? You have three, right?
I have three.
Three. So how did you get rid of yours?
Well, I think first off, the younger you have children, the easier it is to get back.
Yeah.
Because we do know that the hormonal changes impede weight or don't impede weight loss as you get older. So that's the first thing. The second thing is your muscle tonality in your 20s is a hormonal response, not just a physical response. So it's a lot easier when you're in your 20s. But most women right now are having them in their late 20s and 30s and even into our 40s. 42% of the women in Manhattan are having their first baby over 40.
Yeah,
I had my second one at 42. So
see?
It really stretched out.
My wife had hers at 40,
And Hillary, the lady that I was with, was she 42 when she had that baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I mean, the change is really happening, and I think I was just at a seminar last night. I was doing a flexibility seminar. One of the ladies came up and said, "Look, I've had my baby 5 months ago, and people still think I'm pregnant." And quite honestly, I thought from her appearance she was still pregnant. But it's about teaching those abdominal muscles.
Now hold on a second, Andrea. It's time for Richie to bring out the audio from the interview I did a few years ago, where I suggested that a woman was somewhat heavy because she'd had a child, and of course, that wasn't the case. It was one of the great examples of me sticking my foot in my mouth.
Let me go find it.
Richie, see if you can find that.
Yeah.
And Andrea will be, I'm sure, she'll have a large charge out of it as she's getting to know all of us here well. But there are women who kind of do look like that. There's a little. What causes that? I know some women who look heavy. I don't even, frankly, this is, I hope this doesn't sound crass.
it will.
Thank you for your encouragement. I'm offended by guys who have, I don't know if offend is the right word, I just find it really horrible to see guys with a big gut. But it's even worse to see a big gut on a woman. Does that sound horrible to say?
Well, that's because you like women in a physical appearance and you don't like men. So that doesn't make, I mean, that makes total sense. But here's the real thing. Most people think that doing sit-ups makes a difference. And if you think about this, you've got two body parts, your shoulders and your hips. And if I just put one piece of tape down at the pubic bone and up at the chest bone and just put a piece of duct tape there, it's still going to squish out to the side. So that doesn't change your belly fat. What changes your belly fat is decreasing the amount of overall body weight, which in turn will decrease the amount of fat, and working the body in a crisscross pattern. And so that's why you've seen over the last, you know, 5-6 years, people doing medicine ball things, rotational movements. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't do a whole lot of sit-ups. And even when I had my best six-pack going ever, sit-ups were not a big part of it. It was more, how can I move and rotate angle-wise And that's what people forget. The other thing is we do have to recognize the whole cortisol issue that you see on so many commercials, that cortisol causes belly fat. That stress hormone that stays high in the mid-morning and keeps going up and down throughout the day does divert the body's energy systems to the limbs. It's a response from when we were being chased by dinosaurs that wanted us to run the heck out of there.
Yeah.
And
what,
protect our internal organs.
What's cortisone?
Cortisol.
Cortisol.
Stress hormone. Cortisone is something we shoot into your body to get rid of pain.
Right. Cortisol. Yeah. That's something we all have. I never heard that word before. Cortisol.
Well, cortisol, again, is that stress hormone released by our body naturally, but we've gotten so out of hand in our cortisol.
Is it the fight or flight? Is that the fight or flight sort of hormone?
You've got it. Yeah. And the way that you decrease that amount of hormone in your body is by movement or exercise.
Got it.
So you can, you know, cortisol will stay in your system up to 13 hours, but if you exercise even for 20 or 30 minutes at a low intensity or 10 minutes at a high intensity, you can significantly decrease that cortisol level.
So that's the way to get rid of the belly. That's the, I never have liked sit-ups. Never, never, never. You see some of these women and men that have these six-pack abs like yours. I haven't seen yours, but I'm guessing that they're pretty good. I've not seen Roberta's. I'm guessing yours are better than hers. And I know yours are better than Rich's. So it's a way. What? All right. So before we pause here for a moment, we have the Doug Steffen Weekly Boot Camp. Andrea Metcalf, who has written Naked Fitness, which is a 28-day program to lose weight. Slim, fit, pain-free body is what you want. You get it by reading that book. You can check out her website as well. AndreaMetcalf.com. All right, so Richie, do you have the...
I can't find it, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Andrea, it was so great. I cannot find it. We had a dietitian on, and Doug was talking about, you know, the ideal weights. And so he asked the dietitian, he said, well, for example, how much do you weigh? I'm assuming you're in, you know, good shape. So she comes back and she says like 135.
Well, no, 150. No, she said
140 or something like that.
I remember these conversations.
And
150.
He goes, oh, so, I mean, I assume that you've had kids.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't assume anything. I said, so when did you have your children? I didn't assume anything. And she stopped for a second, didn't really respond. Said, oh, I've never had any.
And she just...
No. You can't find that audio? I'm amazed. You usually throw that in my face every time I come up with...
I can't find it.
All right. Anyway.
But you know what, Doug? I don't think you're the first man to do that. I mean, I was with my ex-husband at one time at his 20-year reunion, and he went up to a girl and like, oh, my gosh, you know, you just had twins and now you're pregnant again. And she's like, no, I'm not pregnant again. Of course, at that point, it's like you. You don't know what to say. You think you're having a conversation that just seems like the,
it stops.
You know,
the conversation,
like the response, because this person is skinny everywhere else.
Yeah, stop. The conversation at that moment stops. By the way, the object here of the Doug Steffen Boot Camp is not to get you skinny. It's to get you healthy and fit. Skinny does not equal healthy and does not equal fit. You agree?
I agree. And, you know, I'd love to hear at some point from your listeners, either on Twitter or through a phone call, what they're doing as a goal to get healthy. Like some people are saying, I'm going to walk a 5K for charity. Or some people say that I'm going to make sure that I can play with my grandchildren. Some people say I'm going to climb a mountain. Whatever it is, I'd love to be able to hear what you guys are doing. And if you need help along the way, if you're not quite sure how to make a few changes, we went over some simple things last week. But, you know, I want everyone to know we're out there as a resource here, and we're happy to help you.
Andrea Metcalf on Good Day. You remember last week or the week before we were talking about her magnificent trip to Kilimanjaro, 10 things you have to bring along with you, in a manner of speaking, to talk about that is our focus and purpose in just a moment here on Good Day.
For your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hey guys, let's face it.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco.
All right, Andrea Metcalf.
WebEx.com.
All right, fella, get lost, will you, please? We have more important things to talk about. Andrea Metcalf is here with the things you have to bring with you if you're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, well, it's actually more the list of what I loved about climbing Kilimanjaro because, you know, you're there for 6 days. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. You're in this crazy altitude, weather from 75 degrees to 20 below. So these are the things that you really want to make sure that the touring company or whoever you're going with has. One is that there's tents set up for you every time you get to base camp because after you've hiked for 5 hours, it's the last thing you want to do. And two, you want to make sure that there's a little toilet tent because I, as much as I like to think I'm adventure girl and out in the woods, I still like to sit down when I go to the bathroom. Three, make sure that if you forget anything that they actually have those things to rent, whether it's gaiters or it's a down jacket or sleeping bag. Great idea is to make sure that they actually have something in case your luggage doesn't come or that you don't have it with you. Food. Find out ahead of time what they're going to be serving. You might need to bring some other things like Lara bars or Cliff bars or something to supplement because even I couldn't get by with just the pastas and stuff that they were serving for lunch. Although it was really yummy stuff, I still needed some snacks. The next morning, you want to make sure you wake up and they're able to give you some hot water. That's boiling water at night to throw into your stainless steel water bottles to keep your bed warm, or hot water in the morning to bathe with because you're not going to get a shower for 6 days, but you want to at least splash something on your face.
All right.
Am I there?
Yeah, you're out of time. But those are all good. That was great.
Right.
Yeah, prepare for your trip to Mount Kilimanjaro or walking up Mount Knobscot in my case.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electric electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years. There has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Summertime. Let's see if we can get Jennifer and Roberta to sing this together. You think you could do a version of this?
Okay, here we go. Ready? Summertime.
I way too much for Roberta singing today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas everywhere, here's Neil Diamond.
Crackling roses, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow.
Da, 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 da.
And Lord, don't you know. I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song.
Simple, straightforward. Richie's analyzing the chords. There are only three of them in this whole song. Neil Diamond was number one on the pop music charts for the first time with this song during this week in 1970. Like 2 or 3 weeks he was at number one. This is one of my favorite Neil Diamond songs. It's a story of a guy who is drinking wine.
It's Cracklin' Rosie Wright is his wine bottle.
Yeah. So great imagery with this. Okay, here's our 2020 music quiz. You ready?
Sure.
Neil Diamond had any number, I think the number is 12 or 14 number one songs, and God knows how many charted songs he has over his career. He's made hundreds of millions of dollars selling records and performing in public. So this was his first number one song. What was his second number one song? 800-510-8255. It happened about 14 months after this song was number one. He had another number one song early in 1972. What was it? 800-510-8255. You all know it. You just have to kind of adjust your tinfoil a little to get yourself into that place if you were around then. And remember what his song. Okay, wait a minute. This fits in that place. That fits that. So you'll figure it out. You'll find out. And you'll tell us for a swell prize. 800-510-8255. The number one song that he had in 1972. His second number one song. He reached the same pinnacle with his song as he did with Cracklin' Rosie. What was the title of the tune? 800-510-8255. Who's this?
This is Ozzy Osbourne.
What's he doing?
He was just on the Today Show.
Really?
And Jenna Bush was
an interviewer on the Today Show.
She's one of the interviewers. She's one of the contributors on the Today Show.
Right.
And I don't know why they were interviewing him. He's just usually fun to chat with. Yeah. But they were putting closed caption or whenever he would talk, he mumbles.
Yeah.
So they would put captions under whatever he said whenever he talked. And it was hysterical because all he does is go...
he's a mumbler.
Right.
Mumbles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, mumbles. All right, so now we have done the plug for the Today Show. We're all right there. Ozzy Osbourne. Good friend.
Why would you interview somebody that you can't understand?
Why would you bother to have it? It's like me interviewing Lou Rawls and expecting him to finish a sentence.
Well, we thought he was going to finish it. We didn't know.
That's what they thought about him, too, although they ought to know better because he's certainly had some time... to be interviewed. Up next on Good Day, what ought we to do about Iran? The plot is something that has thickened this week. So after we get the answer to the 2020 music quiz, we'll talk about what you think we ought to do about Iran. All right, this is Food for Thought, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, BlackBerry users around the world have been left with sporadic internet service due to equipment failures. The outage spread to the United States, limiting email, BlackBerry Messenger, and web browsing abilities. If Research in Motion can't fix this as soon as possible, it'll have a hard time stopping customers from fleeing. In other news, for the first time ever, the United States has more wireless subscribers than actual people. With over 327 million subscribed cellular customers, network data traffic has doubled since last year. In 6 months, 1.15 trillion wireless minutes were consumed. That's a lot of talking. And finally, eBay and Facebook announced a partnership to create socialized e-commerce applications. The deal is mutually beneficial as eBay is interested in personalizing your shopping experience while Facebook has been eyeing ways to get into the e-commerce business. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. No, we'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Then, we'll throw in a Purolator Classic oil filter free. If wrestling a live bear would help us get you a better deal, we'd do it while wearing salmon cologne. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Pre-rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on top-rated Behr Premium Plus interior paint. 1 gallon cans now start at just $19.96 every day. It's the paint you trust, and it just got more affordable. So this weekend, you can take your living room from tired to inspired and your walls from white to bright. Then keep them that way, all thanks to Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now just $19.96. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only, see store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life before the collapse. vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Program, lots of tips, a tip of the hat, in fact, to those of you who are out there doing your best to find your way and try to make this another great American day for you is my purpose in life. I am interested in authentic Americans with interesting thoughts. You can join us anytime at 800-510-8255. You don't have to be an American. We get calls and email and people following us on Facebook all around the world. It's kind of a cool thing. And you know that we are on the air until 10 o'clock Eastern every day. You can stay with us until 10 if your station goes away, or if you want to download some of the hours you listen on your way to work and you want to know what happened after you had to go to work. So you just download. It's very easy to do. There are all kinds of apps, including the Doug Stephan app at iPhone, iPads. You can get it. It's really very cool and very easy. If I can do it,
trust me.
If I can do it,
anybody.
You can do it. Okay, so our 2020 musical quiz has to do with Neil Diamond's career and the second song that he had. We paid tribute to the first song he had as the number one song, Cracked on Rosie Road, the top of the charts for a couple of weeks in 1970. And then we move on to the early part of 1972 when he had a similar circumstance with what song? 800-510-8255. Sonny, what do you say?
I'm going to go with I Am, I Said.
Can you sing a little of I Am, I Said for us, Sonny?
Sunshine's fine, the weather's fine, New York. New York home, but it ain't mine. LA's home, but it something like that.
Not
I
bad.
Am, I said.
Not bad.
No one else.
Not bad at all.
Low, and you know I keep making my way back.
This guy a prize.
You're wrong, but I'm still going to give you a prize.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Give him a prize.
Let's see. Here's Chris in Millwood, Ohio. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Good Day.
How are you today?
Well, I think we're all of us seem pretty well. How do we sound to you, okay?
The answer, evil woman?
Evil woman is not the answer.
Oh,
but you can win a prize if you want to sing a little. Evil woman wasn't even a, it's not even a Neil Diamond song.
No, it's Electric Light
Orchestra. Yeah. All right, so he doesn't get any credit because he wasn't even for the right singer.
But it's a good song, though.
He gets credit for being a good guy.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Kit's in Columbia, North Carolina. Hi, Kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
What?
You want to sing it for us?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Bom, bom, bom.
Good times never seem so good.
So good.
Thanks,
so good.
That's pretty good. Keep going.
Sweet Caroline. Wah, wah, wah. Guess what? You are not right. La, la, la. No, it's not Sweet Caroline. But it's a good song.
Anyway.
Not the right song.
Okay, nope. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, nice to hear from you. Bye-bye. Here's Jim in Delaware, Arkansas. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So what song do you think was the number two song in his repertoire to be number one?
I think it was Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show.
Yeah, you want to sing a little of that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, pack up the babies and grab the old ladies and everyone go to Brother Love's show.
That was good. I like it.
Why are you laughing, Jim? That wasn't bad at all. That was good. Yeah.
Well, I was listening to the feedback over the phone, and actually, it sounded pretty good.
Well, actually, it sounds good, but it's not the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going through his repertoire. Thanks, Jim. We're going through his repertoire, and we've hit a lot of high spots, but we haven't hit the right song yet, so you still have a chance to win. Be a winner. 800-510-8255. You've heard all of the songs that have been mentioned, and they are not the correct title for the second song in his career to reach number one on the charts. What was it? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken, by the way, will join us in about 10 minutes with his daily dose of important medical information. That's the normal thing. Hillary Clinton, who I've always had kind of a soft spot in my heart for her. Is something, maybe it's because of my personal contact with her when they were early on in the White House and stories that I have about her. But there's always been something about her. She's actually the type of woman in terms of brains and the way she expresses her that I find appealing. And so lately, you'll chuckle. Maybe you won't chuckle. I find her becoming more attractive. She's done something with her hair.
She's got a new look, yeah.
Yeah, she has a bright, really good, maybe it's I'm at this place in my life and I'm satisfied look. Whatever it is, I'm sorry she isn't president, because I know she would have done a much better job than the guy who's president now, but that's yesterday's news. So anyway, the reason that I'm looking at a picture of her is because I'm following the story of what Iran has done, apparently. Mrs. Clinton says it's a dangerous escalation into the world of terrorism. So I've heard some calls from people in various programs. It's not a political show, and it's not about, you know, a lot of the normal rattling of the saber stuff that gets talked about later in the day on a lot of these stations that carry this program. But I do think it's worth a moment or two of consideration and or your time. So I just ask this as a exercise in thinking it through. What do we do about Iran? Never mind Obama and blah, blah. If you were president, what would you do about Iran? Roberta, you're president of the United States for a day. Iran says that they want to kill the, or somehow or other, we've uncovered a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to Washington. They were going to hire a Mexican hitman to knock this guy off. So they say, no, we didn't. That's not us. We didn't. Anyway, but apparently,
what would I do as president?
Yeah,
I would pull all the troops out of it. I would pull all foreign aid to every single country that opposes us. No foreign aid whatsoever, and I would put embargoes on everything. You got to hit them financially. It's the only
thing. So embargo. So Iran's the bad guy at the moment.
Any nation that even starts doing anything nasty, just embargo, freeze bank accounts, embargo, because you can't do it by force anywhere. You can't go, we'll drop a bomb on them or something. Yeah. No.
Right.
Well, the force today is economic. So
and
just freeze them out.
Think about where all their money comes from. It's selling oil to companies who then sell it to us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So once again, we're back in this situation. Finance the people who hate us.
Exactly. Right.
And when I say we, I don't mean our government. I mean.
All right, so Richie, what do you do? Yeah, you're president for a day. What do you do?
This is kind of a tricky situation because this one would come from the Ayatollah more than it would come from what's his face. And there's a lot.
I'm a dinner jacket.
There's a lot of speculation that the Ayatollah wouldn't have pulled this either, because for them to go to a Mexican hitman doesn't sound, everybody's like, this is just, yeah, okay, the hit, yeah, sure, I can see it, but to hire a Mexican cartel hitman, something's weird here. So they think that the what is it, not the Red Guard, but the forces that they think that set this up.
The Iranian Guard.
They think they went rogue and did this themselves. So even the leaders of Iran really aren't pulling the triggers on
this. Well,
they
don't, they're now worried because they think we may pull some off, like station a carrier off the coast of Iran.
I think they want us to attack them.
Oh, great.
They want a missile across the bow and to hit one. They'll take the hit once to be able to say America is at war with us. But I think Roberta's right. I think you make it illegal for Shell, one of their biggest suppliers of or buyers of
Iranian
oil,
crude. Yep.
From Iranian crude. You say, you know what? The spigot's off. Yeah. It's no longer legal for you to
take
sell.
Your spigot and
you can still
it.
Go there, and you can still pump your oil because you're not an American company. They're like a, are they British company or something?
Shell, Dutch Shell.
Dutch Shell, okay. Yeah. You can still pump the oil from there, but you can't sell a drop of it here in the United States.
Take your spigot
and go to
stick
every
it.
Other company that does business with Iran that then sends their product
shut
here
them down.
And just shut it off.
All right, so there's the solution that we have. What do you have? If you have a moment or two, we have a moment or two for this, 800-510-8255. Here's Donald in Santa Maria, California. Donald, welcome to Good Day.
Hi there.
So what do you think the song is that was number two, Neil Diamond's number two, number one, his second number one? What was it?
It's got to be Solitary Man.
Can you sing a little of it?
Oh, boy.
Sounds strange like Neil Diamond, doesn't it?
Well, I like it for comic, but that's a great song.
It is a great song, but it's not the right answer. It was not the song that was number two. Good try, though, pal. Thank you for calling. Good job trying to sing it along. Yeah, thanks. All right. We have Dr. Ken in a moment. We'll take another call or two. If you don't identify the song, I'll tell you what it is in just a moment. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps, over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points. Then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Nice job, Rich. What? Richie and I are talking about Linda Evans is going to be around. And Rich, you had a perfect plan.
I did have a perfect plan.
As to how to come out of the commercials with the song that was number one during the early part of 1972, the one that nobody guessed. This was Neil Diamond's number two, number one song.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond, and you're listening to my good friend Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
One more time with a little energy, Neil.
Yeah. I'll never forget. Richie was trying to warm him up a little bit, and he was just not for having it. Let's see how the interview goes.
I asked him if he could do a liner, and we hadn't done the interview yet. He said, well, let's see how the interview goes. And then after we did the interview, I said, Neil, can I get that liner? And this is what he gave us.
Hi, everybody. This is Neil Diamond. And you're listening to my good friend Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Wonderful. Anyway, he's a talented guy, no question about that.
Funny, he hasn't been back on the show.
Yeah, listen, he's welcome to come anytime.
Yeah, it sure is.
So Song Sung Blue was the song you were looking for, number one for Neil Diamond. It was his second number one song. That's the answer to the 2020 music quiz. The answer to what new news there is from the world of medicine. You want some good news for those who are looking to get the health of your heart tuned up. You will be happy to hear Dr. Ken's words of wisdom in a moment here on Good Day.
Let me tell you some of the reasons people get into trouble with credit cards. A job loss or salary cut, an unexpected expense, a divorce, a business loss, or even helping a family member or friend in need. How do I know? Because I'm Howard Dvorkin, the founder of Consolidated Credit. I understand that credit card problems are not about overspending. It's about emergencies and unexpected situations. For nearly two decades, Consolidated Credit has helped over 5 million people just like you. We can reduce your interest rates and cut your payments up to 50%. There's a lot of ways to get into trouble with debt. There's only one trusted way to get out. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, we're the solution.
Call Consolidated Credit now. 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. 5701 Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed debt management service provider, Vermont and New York banking departments. Maryland 49, Oregon DM80031.
One of the great things about Ken and I being friends is he always surprises me because you think he's this studious sort. We have the baseball side of Dr. Ken, and now we have the music. So he says to me, what album was Song Sung Blue? I don't remember what the heck the name of the album was. So what was it?
Moods.
Yeah. You have that around still, do you?
My mother-in-law does.
Well, tell her thank you. All right. Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Some good news for those of you who are trying to follow that healthy diet.
This really is good news. Out of PLOS Medicine Medical Journal this week, Doug, healthy diet may offset bad genes for heart disease. We know that eating a very healthy diet appears to make heart disease less likely, but now that even goes for people whose genes put them at a higher than normal risk for heart trouble.
All right, Roberta Fasinelli, pay attention, please.
Yes.
This is for women who are hitting menopause.
I'm already past it, so.
Yes, this is Menopause Journal. Women who spend a lot of time exercising or eat a heart-healthy diet appear to reach menopause earlier. Physical activity lowers estrogen levels, and this may be why it's linked to early onset of menopause.
So is that good or bad? I guess it would depend. Women don't like to have menopause.
Interestingly, it might be good because it lowers the estrogen levels, which tend to stimulate some of the cancers that women get in their female organs later in life.
Really? And what about their mental attitude? Do you think some women are early? Is menopause the cause for lots of mental anguish?
Boy, you're setting me up for a lot of trouble. I plead the fifth.
I was trying, though. I was pretty subtle about it. You caught me, though. Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Good Day program.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead?
This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Music, an important part of our lives. That's why you hear little bits and pieces of lots of good music on the Good Day program, including this as we get into movie moments from the movie of the same... No, actually, it isn't the same name. It's from The Graduate, Mrs. Robinson by S&G. The tribute is to Paul Simon, who Chuck turns 70 years old today. All right? Mrs. Robinson was there. I think this was the first hit, wasn't it? For Simon and Garfunkel?
I think that's one of the songs that certainly put him on the map.
Yeah, right. And The Graduate put Dustin Hoffman on the map, did it not?
It's hard to believe. I believe Dustin Hoffman's 73.
Yeah, he had his birthday recently, as a matter of fact. You're right about that. Okay, so we're into movie moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We're going to have our contest, and Chuck will have movie news for us. So let's get started with the audio from a movie that was number one during this week in 1999. It was pretty controversial for a couple of different reasons. You ought to recognize, though, the voices of the lead actor.
It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything.
All right, you got the voice?
No.
Really? Oh, come on. You don't have that voice, Richie?
It was with the echo in the background. I had a hard time.
All right, try another clip here.
We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't.
You have to have that voice.
I know that voice.
You don't have the voice, Richie?
I do.
800. Well, that's all that counts, Trucker. 800-510-8255. Roberta, you got a clue?
No. No idea.
800-510.
I need the gimme.
8255. You know what the movie is? Never won before on Movie Moments. Help yourself to that line for a swell prize. Here's the last one. Maybe it's the gimme.
Fourth rule. Only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule.
Got it.
One fight at a time, fellas.
Got it. Great movie. Great movie.
It's too violent.
You wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't watch it. You wouldn't watch 5 minutes of it.
No, you're right. But it was a movie that did well, and everybody knew it, and so I kind of worked my way around it there, Richie.
Yeah.
800-510-TALK. Know the name of the movie? Call us now. Chuck has got movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
All right, Chuck Curry and Movie Moments here on Good Day. Let's see if we've got some movie news that will keep us on the edge of our seats, Chucker.
This is a good one, Doug. The fifth Die Hard film goes into production this January, and it was announced yesterday. It has an official title, A Good Day to Die Hard. What do you think of that?
Wow. The Good Day Show dies hard. I may have to sue them because they're using the name of this program, which I own.
That maybe give you some free publicity. The story will be set in Russia with John McClane and son getting involved in a major terrorist threat.
Who's his son?
Out Valentine's Day, February 14th of 2012.
Who plays his son?
It hasn't been cast yet, but I would expect a young named actor to be cast in that role.
Is Bonnie Bedelia?
He could probably spin off the franchise if Bruce Willis wants to call it a day eventually.
Is Bonnie Bedelia in this one?
I doubt it, but you know what? I say this in all seriousness. I like to see. I would have worked Keith Sutherland's Jack Bauer into the story. I think that would make a great movie because the two characters could fit into the same world. I think.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Yeah, yeah. All right, pass that along.
One other bit of news: HBO has renewed Boardwalk Empire for a third season, which I think is good news. I think it's a terrific show.
You do.
Although some people I know think it's too slowly paced, but I find it fascinating.
What do you think is the best new television program of the season?
Don't have one.
Really?
I don't think there is. No.
Ah, that's interesting. Do you like the...
I think TV's getting weaker and weaker, actually.
Yeah, you told us last year you thought it was the place where all the actors are going because it's good.
Well, a new series, my favorite series is still right now is Dexter on Showtime.
Oh. What do you think of Poppy Montgomery and Unforgettable? Have you seen that?
I have not, no.
Right, check that out. Karina is in Albuquerque. What's the name of the movie?
Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know.
Right. Interesting guess.
Yeah,
good
it is
guess.
A good guess. Yeah, no, not the right one. Isaac, what's the name of the movie?
Fight Club.
And what's the one rule of Fight Club, Isaac?
I'm sorry?
What's the one rule of Fight Club? Never talk about Fight Club.
All right.
That's it.
Thanks, Rich, for answering your own